New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The digital footprint can't get baptized. You can only better yourself in the future.
But maybe that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Maybe that's a good fucking lesson for 2026.
Hey.
It only matters from this moment on. You can't look back, because if you look back, that's depression. You don't look forward, that's anxiety. Be in the present. Be in the present.
Don't get cummed on. Come on the future.
That's a t-shirt.
The Ordinary. Are we in?
Are we in?
Are we in?
Are we in? Rolling. Sound, speed, action.
What the hell is even going on? 2026, what the hell is going on? Minnesota, they're running daycare scams. Alex Earl out here with the throat goat of the goats. Tom Brady. What was the other one?
The other one was Lily Phillips got baptized.
In what? Semen?
I mean, she's been baptized in a pastor.
Yo. Imagine going right after her in the all baptism.
Right. You can't. The water is boiled. She's the devil.
Well, no, I was going to say the water is cloudy.
Nut. You don't think she pre-showered? Golden shower.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It is really smart of her to get baptized, because she got all these eyes and all this attention on her, and everybody just in her comments being like, you whore. And then she's like, okay, I give my life to God. And then was like, oh. But now you still have the following. And now she can just be like an ESPN journalist.
Here's the thing. She could.
Aaron Andrews, watch out.
Yeah, she knows enough about fucking sports penis. I was going to say this.
Triathlons.
Do you think that, like, just because you get do you think you can wash that type of sin off? You think the devil can just be like, hey man, I'd like to get baptized. All right, cool.
Because in order for that to work, you would have to baptize the internet. You'd have to dunk your Dell desktop into the baptism, say, everybody though.
Everyone also, you'd have to, for her, you'd have to use gasoline. I don't think just regular
napalm.
Napalm is good.
But you're like, oh, and she's a friend of the show. But she, but like,
she is super nice. I don't know why.
She was really nice.
I don't know why we're doing this.
She was actually really nice. But the digital footprint can't get baptized. You can only better yourself in the future.
But maybe that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Maybe that's a good fucking lesson for 2026.
Hey.
It only matters from this moment on. You can't look back, because if you look back, that's depression. You don't look forward, that's anxiety. Be in the present. Be in the present.
Don't get cummed on. Come on the future.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah, here it is. Okay.
Is she in a hot tub?
Why do they have to blur the guy? Is this one of them Korean porns?
Where the pussy's the head?
Yeah. Okay. Pause. That's not the real baptism. They got an inflatable tub from Kmart.
Yeah.
They had to buy a separate tub because of what they would have thought would have done to the regular ones. There's nobody used that same one after.
No, they have to. They immediately sold that on Wayfair for $40,000.
Oh my God! I mean, dude, you could take a cup of that to a Planned Parenthood if anybody wants to get pregnant.
You could sell a cup to that literally on OnlyFans.
Guaranteed.
I'd also like to say this: is that not AI? The background looks so fucking green screen; it's crazy.
No. She's in water.
No.
You think this is AI?
I'm saying the background, daddy cheeks. That background would be looking AI.
That's every church.
That's the problem.
That's either a church or a Cheesecake Factory.
Or Madhouse Comedy Club.
Yeah. Wow. Deep cut.
Thank you.
Deep San Diego cut. Yeah. I want my house to look like the inside of a Cheesecake Factory. It's an Italian Tuscan kind of rich.
I like it. Yeah. God. But whatever that was, can we leave room to think that that's AI? The tub is really weird. They blurred out the guy's face. The guy. He's a fucking priest, Michael. They blurred out the priest's face.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. This is how I, 2026 me, I really hope that's real. Back in the day, Michael, that's not real. This is for clicks.
I think that was real. I think that was definitely real.
Do you think she literally gave herself to God?
No, she got clapped out 4 minutes after. 100%.
She got clapped out by the priest.
I mean, it's all to talk about.
Correct.
Because it's like you bang 1,000 guys and then that headlines that. And then you go, now what, now what, now what? Oh, let me retract it.
Let me bang one guy, God.
Yes.
Yes.
And he, oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But also, even if she does that for her lifestyle, good. She's now gathered such a big audience. She can, like, she now has an audience.
She has a flock.
The best way to become an influencer is fuck 1,000 dudes.
I think there's other ways to do it.
Cut the lights. but that is like a shortcut.
Term, she you, has you, a flock. She yes, is a shepherd.
You can either film Get Ready With
a
Me.
A slut shirt. Oh,
yes.
Go ahead. I can't get one. No, I can't get a better one.
She's a shep whore. But
yep.
You can either film Get Ready With Me is for a year straight and see mm-hmm. if that gets you a fan base, or I don't know, fuck the Detroit Lions and there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she's good for her. Whether it's for
I
clicks,
hope it's real.
Whether it's for clicks, good for her. Whether she really turned herself over to God, good for her.
I think she turned herself over for other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is funny that the church brought in like a hot tub for her. They're like, no. You're not using the one the kids are in because your kids are going to fall off.
100%. Again, I hope it's real. Have you been baptized? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
At a church. St. John the Evangelist Church in Silver Spring, Maryland.
What temperature is that water?
It is like an ice bath. No, it's like...
Room temp?
Like 72 degrees.
Can you pick what the liquid is?
No. I mean, that would be cool. Kool-Aid.
Fanta.
Yeah. Grape juice.
Yeah, good for Lily. Imagine the last dick, though. You're like, this shit is so bad, you got to get baptized.
Correct.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it looked like corn on the cob. HPV out. Good night. Find the Lord. Dude, I got baptized late. I got baptized when I think I was like fucking fifth grade or something.
We naked?
Was I naked? No. No, but like
I don't know. What do you wear to a baptism?
At our church.
Trunks?
No.
We're getting fucking baptized in billabongs? You're one with the Lord and also Kelly Slater, the professional surfer.
These type of baptism where you get like underwater, that's never part of what I grew up with. How all my friends got baptized was literally you put your head back and there's holy water and the priest runs the water over your head. It's not like you don't go swimming.
That's what my haircutter does.
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Huh.
Yeah, but I was like old. So I was out here sinning early.
Hey.
Isn't baptism, do you know what baptism is? I'm genuinely asking you.
You give yourself to God.
So you're born with original sin because of Adam and Eve. So you're a baby born with sin because of Adam and Eve.
What did I do?
Some motherfucker ate a goddamn apple and now you're born with original sin. So you have to get baptized as a baby. But if you don't get baptized as a baby, you just walk around with original sin all over your goddamn...
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, it's not
real.
So
we're born felons?
Huh?
We're born felons?
Yeah, we're born out the vagina bad people. And then so we have to get baptized early, but I got baptized late, so I was walking around these streets.
Did you feel different
the next... O.S. all over me.
Original sin?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. She had to get the O.F. off her. Hello, welcome to Stiff Socks. I'm Michael Blossom.
Welcome
You're Trevor
to the
Wallace.
Stiff Socks podcast.
That's Michael Pena.
What's going on in Minnesota with the Somali?
Pirates. They're pirating kids.
No, there's like a daycare, like, I don't know.
What does this say? Confronting a 1.26 million fraudulent Somali daycare. Dude, first of all, this is crazy. Captain Phillips, now this?
was paid $1.26 million in tax money. Oh. And there are no kids, and all the facilities are the same way.
Yeah, they're all Lily Phillips.
Let's see if anyone opens.
Am I doing good?
Once again, I try to find a spot for my son Joey, and they would not open the door.
I want to put my son Joey in daycare. Cuz, I need a spot to put my son Joey.
Yes.
Is this your daycare center?
No, so I work there. What's
up? I just want to put a child in daycare, but all the daycare centers seem to be closed.
I honestly respect this. Cares. I'm
having money. Taking the government money!
Who?
Your tax dollars.
Cares.
Your tax dollars.
My tax dollars go to bombing small villages. We're doing all types of shit with money. Give the Somali people their money. They're smart enough to fucking finagle this.
I don't know what's going on, but I just saw the guy getting interviewed. I guess was wearing like chrome heart glasses or something, like $2,000 pair of glasses or something. I don't what is going on with it? There was one guy that like spoke out in an interview that he was getting clipped everywhere.
Yeah, man. It just seems like they're making up that they have fucking daycares taking government money, but there's no daycares.
Whose money?
Like tax money.
They're just writing it off?
I don't know if you're writing it off, but I'm sure the... Like, it said that Catholic whatever, so maybe they can, it's all non-taxable money, because it's like, falls under church whatever, or there's government stipends for daycares.
Whoever figured that out, you're a genius. It was funny, when he went to the door and was like, I want to put a place for my son Joey, it sounded like there was kids in the back, but it's probably just like a track.
100%.
Goddamn. Nashville, Tennessee. This is your boy, Trevor Wallace. I'll be there Thursday at the iconic Ryman Auditorium. I'm so excited. One of my favorite comedy cities in the freaking world. Iconic venue. So excited to be there. Then we're going freaking Louisville. Home of Jack Harlow and home of the horse races. I'll be there Louisville, January 9th. Cleveland. I'll be there on Saturday, January 10th. And then we're doing all up the freaking California coast starting Los Angeles, January 16th. Then you hear your city, go check it out. January 17th, Ventura. January 18th, San Luis Obispo. January 19th, January. Where's there an R in there? San Luis Obispo on the 18th and 19th of January. Bakersfield, January 21st. Fresno, California, January 22nd. Oakland, January 20th. Oakland, January 23rd. Sacramento, the 24th. Reno, California. That's not California. Reno, Nevada, January 25th. And many others, including Texas and New Jersey and New York and Oklahoma and Missouri and Tennessee again, Colorado, Arizona, my special taping, March 13th to the 14th, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, trevorwalls.com. Was that my worst tour date read to date? Maybe. Speaking of great tour date reads, Michael Blaustein, professional stand-up comedian, is sitting to my left. Where is he going to be?
Oh, where I'm going to be? I'm going to be fucking swallowing feet or yelling about feet. I will tell you right now, January 15th, I'll be in, and you just clicked it, Jack. January 15th, I'll be in Burlington, Vermont. January 16th, I'll be in Portland, Maine. Then February 19th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. February 20th, I'll be in Cincinnati. February 21st, I will be in Charleston, West Virginia. February 5th through the 7th, I'll be in Rochester. And then what? Oh, I said February. March 5th through the 7th, I'll be in Rochester, and I'm going to yell off dates. And if you hear them, go get tickets. I'll be in Vegas, Cleveland, Spokane, Seattle, Eugene, Dayton, Vancouver, Calgary, Charlotte, and Denver. Guys, blogcomedy.com. That's blogcomedy.com. On to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Prize Picks. All right, dude, Prize Picks now has early payouts, okay? What? If your player gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out their winnings before the game even freaking finishes, dude.
You can also find your community on Prize Picks with the new social feeds feature. You can share Prize Picks with your friends and copy lineups from winners with a single click. Copy lineups you like, or just them, use them as inspiration for your own. You can even follow Prize Picks partners like us. So copy lineups or use them just as inspirations for your own. Get in on the action. Prize Picks is now available in all 50 states, including California. I was with some friends over the weekend, and we were going to a Rams game, and they're like, oh, dude, it's California. We can't freaking... Yeah, now you can, okay? Because Prize Picks, all 50 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia.
Let me tell you something, dude. I went to the NBA Cup in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and the Prize Picks action made the Knicks game so much more enjoyable because it's very easy, dude. You just pick higher or lower. That's literally it. Okay?
Higher or lower.
That's it.
So simple, a guy drinking out of a Starbucks bubble lid could do it.
Exactly. Prize Picks puts their users first, okay? So all withdrawals are fast and secure. Prize Picks accept most major payment methods, making deposits into your account quick and easy this sports season. So
Ladies and gents, download the Prospects app today and use code SOX to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SOX to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup prize picks. It's good to be right.
Goddamn. This is how I'm writing off my taxes. I'm a senior citizen home.
Honestly, listen, I'm obviously joking. This is a crazy, awful thing to do. But to figure out that loophole and to execute it, so far as the government is handing the motherfuckers $1.26 million in a year, I mean, come on. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good fucking scam. At least give them half the money.
Yeah.
Or take, they'd be like, all right, so you came with this scam. Congratulations. Here's other government problems that you need to figure out. Loopholes too. Then we give you money.
You're hired.
You're hired. You're hired.
Damn, you just scammed yourself into a job.
Correct.
That's
just
life.
Just like people like learn how to scam the casinos, you get hired on the casino staff to figure out how other ways people scam.
They can't even be mad at the casino. Like, if the casino gets mad at you for learning how to scam them, they're just jealous.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Wait, why didn't we think of that?
Also, you're stealing their money.
Yeah, but they have enough.
Correct. But what is enough? You know, what is enough?
But if you're counting cards, isn't that just using your brain?
You know what? The counting cards things I never understood. Because, like, my brain is smart enough to do this, so it's fucking you up. It's like, all right, well, then change this game.
Yeah.
Like, we can beat this game.
That one doesn't feel legal, but it is, right?
I think counting cards is illegal, yeah.
Counting.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I would be so bad at counting cards. I'd be like, one, two.
Yeah, you'd be giving me like, goldfish. What?
Goldfish.
We're playing blackjack. Cool. I'm a Somali pirate. But I will say this, though.
Say it.
You know, in poker, there's a bunch of percentages, and every single time a card comes out, it affects the percentages of who has what cards, right? So you are effectively, so can you not do that? Why can you do that?
You have to play without thinking. Cards?
Yeah. It's like it's not the exact same thing because it's not like, you don't 100% have that card, but based on percentage, you can figure out more often than not, you have a fucking jack of whatever the fuck. But like, why is that legal and counting cards is not legal? Someone Google this. Am I not making sense?
I wouldn't even know it's right if you were to Google that. Yeah. That was a chat GPT.
Why is counting cards illegal and working percentages on poker not illegal? Basically, it's you're doing math.
I don't know if counting cards is illegal. It's really hard, though.
I think it might be illegal.
Yeah, but how would they catch you for that? Like, he's thinking.
I see your mouth moving.
Hey, your eyes did this.
Dude, when you read, do you move your mouth? Like when reading a book?
I don't know.
I'd be moving my mouth and I feel like people look at me like, what a fucking idiot.
Really?
This guy loves trains. Yeah, for real. I think like, I kind of whisper myself a little bit too. Does that make me, am I dumb?
It depends. I'm not really sure.
Alex, when you read, do you do that? Oh, here we go. Is this what it's telling us?
Play $5 or $10, and then when you get a count, you raise it up. Now you go to $500. But they can count cards, too. Once they think you're counting, they go, oh, he raises bet or whatever. Shuffle. They shuffle.
Wow.
Once they shuffle, your account is gone. So you've got the floor, pit boss, the dealers. They can all count. At any point, floor can walk up and say, what's the count to the dealer?
Are you serious?
But the second I go to 10,000 a hand, there are things happening behind the scenes. They're going to see you raising the bet. All of a sudden, you were a $500 player, and they're like, why did this guy go to 10,000? Shuffle.
Are they only counting cards in the high limit rooms? Because I doubt if you go to the $10 table.
Every single dealer at a legit casino, Wynn, Encore, Venetian, Palazzo, Aria, Bellagio, Caesars, all the dealers can count.
Do you see that movie? This is a dumb... 21. You saw it? Is this the first time it's ever happened? Dude.
No.
Such a great movie. It's all about counting cards, but this motherfucker is just like, they'll shuffle next and you're fucked.
Can you imagine? That's how the movie ends.
Furious.
They walk in. It's a short film. Fired up. He's like, shuffle. Like, oh, fuck.
Fuck. And they just blow their head off. I'm all in. Just blow their head off. Dude, killing yourself in a funny way is the funniest thing.
Has anybody killed themselves in a casino?
100%.
In the middle of a casino?
You know that one, like, casino that looks like a pyramid? What's it called?
Luxor.
The Luxor.
Great. Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people killed themselves there.
Well, the inside.
Yeah.
The railings face inside.
So, yeah, they have a net kind of thing there, if you noticed.
They have a net
I stayed
there
once. I stayed there, like, 2 years ago, I was like, what's up with this net? And they're like, oh, yeah, a lot of people have committed suicide. They just jump off and they fucking land in the slot machines and just kill themselves.
Jesus Christ.
What are you yelling right before you hit a slot machine? Jackpot.
Lily Phillips.
Bingo.
Bingo is funny. I declare war.
It's pretty good.
The nets are crazy. Like, that actually, I mean, are they saving?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, they got them at Topgolf. They have nets where people are either suicidal or drunk.
Oh, are the nets for people jumping or falling, I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
At Topgolf?
Yeah, I've never been to Topgolf.
You swing too hard, or you Happy Gilmore it? It is crazy to be like, here's a golf club, 9 shots of Jaeger, and a second story tee box.
Holy Topgolf is shit. Fucking
whoever came up with that is coked out of their goddamn mind.
Oh, yeah, it does seem like a cocaine fucking idea.
What if we just hit golf balls as hard as we could, but also slammed a smash burger and 19 Coors Lattes?
You know, I've never been. I really need to go.
You'd like it. It's fun on the road. There's one in LA, but it's down by the airport. It is. It's like fun, but like, you know, you're a golfer, so you'd probably be over there and be like, man, what type of balls are these? Pinnacle?
Yeah, come on. Aren't there like games though? Can't you like play like games within it, or is it just like smack that bitch?
Pretty sure there's like games within it. They have like targets and stuff like that.
Well, I also think the ball's like calculated, so you can see like the drive, how far. And if you're like playing a game where you're only chipping to like one green or something.
That's fun as shit.
It's a great idea. It's just funny to be like, what if we put them on the second story? Let's put these drunks higher up.
Do you drink a ton there?
Yeah. What the fuck? It's Top Golf.
I don't know. I've never
been. You're trying to get one or the other.
Top.
Or.
Golf.
Correct.
Which one are you?
Dude, well, and the waitresses are all fucking titted out.
Oh.
Yes. Hiring dudes there.
Shut up. I'm trying to hit my fucking 9-iron.
It's funny because they have like a club pro, a guy who like teaches you about the clubs.
Get out of here.
And then there's a girl with like triple D's. And you'd be like, did you want Cajun style wings? I want to suck your breast, man. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of sucking breast, Tom Brady seen with Alex Earl, which, you know. Yeah,
is this what's happening?
Dude, you're Tom Brady at a fucking party. 7-time Super Bowl champion, 3 kids. I mean, I guess, what is he supposed to do? Go to a retirement home? Oh, yeah. She's feeling him.
Wow. What is this? Dude, she's working him,
giving him a Reiki massage.
Dude, she is working him. Look at all this touching.
And I hate how hey. Touchdown. Am I right? Tommy B.
Extra point.
What story are they telling? That's like but she's like insulting him. Like, it's okay. She'll come back. Giselle will be back.
It'd be so funny if he was just yelling, hut, hut. Just in her fucking ear.
Would you be mad if your daughter was dating a 50-year-old?
No, not if he was Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
I'd be like, dude, get pregnant, marry him. I want to meet him.
I just want to play one game of catch with
him. I'm going to walk him down the goddamn aisle.
But first of all, he seems pretty, like she rubs his back and he's like, cool, cool, cool. But
reserved.
Yeah, he's Tom Brady. You have to be.
He's also in public, dog.
Imagine being just like, what event is this? This looks regular as fuck for Tom Brady to be there. What event is this?
This looks like a Molly bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Why is everyone in St. Barth's, and what is St. Barth's?
I don't know. It's an island.
Yeah, but so I don't know, and I hate that I know all this fucking internet gossip, but she broke up with the guy who was on the bench or injured list, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, plays for the Texans, and now is hanging out with Tom Brady.
She has a type.
Rich.
Football.
Yeah.
I think I'm conflating my blonde women. Alex Earl. I have to look it up.
No. Go. Continue that thought.
Alex Earl's just a blonde influencer lady, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just.
Yeah, I mean, she's like the most.
This is okay.
She's like the most famous.
She was dating that super hot white. I don't think he's hot.
He looks like a.
Excuse me?
Go to him.
He didn't want to move to LA, apparently.
Looks like a jacked bullfrog.
Dude, the guy. He's a guy. He's a fucking wide receiver. He's hot as shit.
Yeah, but like. So All I know is, and I don't know anything, because I feel like he's a chill guy. He was playing for the Texans, right? Gets injured, not playing this year, sideline. Ends, breaks up with her because he's like, I can't do this during the season. Like, it's a lot of travel, blah, 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 blah. They break up. She's hanging out with Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady definitely knows what's going on with that guy, right? I would imagine.
I don't know. I mean, he's Tom Brady. It's like Michael Jordan knowing what's happening with some fucking scrub. Yeah, he probably doesn't know.
Maybe, but Tom Brady's an NFL announcer, so he's probably... Dude, imagine Brady's announcing the next Texans game.
All relaxed.
Put me on the sideline for how bad I blew my fucking NUT last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who knows? They probably didn't do anything.
...of us, and it's just been really hard to process in general, and I think why I've been scared to say something is because I feel like it just makes it more real. Braxton and I are no longer together. We have been doing long distance since basically June, and we haven't gotten to see each other that often. It's just been really difficult for me, and I think it was really difficult when I was out in LA, and I really liked it. And
this could have been a FaceTime to your mom.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Help.
Listen, it's a new year, and in 2026, rather than chasing a new you, how can you let go of what's wearing you down instead? This year, feel lighter. This year is an opportunity, but you don't need to be a new person. We all have things that weigh us down. Signing up for therapy with BetterHelp can shine a light on what's been heavy and illustrate all the possibilities for the year ahead. It's a small act of courage that can yield big results. After all, we can't reach our goals without first making space for them.
Correct. As I always freaking say for the last freaking 7 years, we are a massive proponent of therapy on this podcast. We would be lost without it. Therapy just gives you the skill set you need as an adult to handle all life's issues, to be a better partner, to be a better, sibling, to be a better son, better daughter. Okay, you need therapy and BetterHelp. You can do therapy at the comfort of your home. All right, you can wear sweatpants and sit on your own couch, and you can pick the therapist, licensed therapist, and if you don't like it, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. All right, BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps you identify your needs and preferences, and our 12 plus years of experience and industry leading match fulfillment rate means we typically get it right the first time.
So you can't step into a lighter version of yourself without leaving behind what's been weighing you down. Therapy can help you clear space. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/socks.
Goddamn.
The influencer life, people do want to be very kept up to date with on this. They'd feel a little in the dark if it's just a black screen, like you're running on together.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. I don't fault. She needs to do this. If you're like a true quote unquote influencer, like you need to like
update everybody with everything.
You have to. I mean, this is like a massive, like probably half of her content was about the relationship and being with a football player and blah, blah, blah. So like you can't just be like, oh, I'm single now. Like, he's like,
but I'll tell you what, you know, I saw a lot of this year, a lot of people's 2025 photo dumps at the end of this year. Couple people missing.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody's doing hard launches. What about the unlaunch? I swear, I saw like three photo dumps where all of a sudden somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend just isn't in it, and nobody let us know.
That's
so
what I'm
saying. Now we're in a game of guess who. Oh, well, did he like it? Well, did he untag? Well,
yeah, now I gotta go to fucking tag photos. If I'm on tag photos, I need to get a job.
Oh my God, yeah. But to your point, I guess you do have to keep everybody because you're very public with it. Never mind. I retract everything I said with that. Zach Bryan got married to a woman who... Zach Bryan, I think, is the type.
Go ahead.
And I don't think we should clip this because Brianna is a very nice lady and she's been on the podcast. She's a good friend, nice lady. But Zach Bryan's... married, and the lady look a little like somebody we had on the podcast before.
Oh, she definitely doesn't look anything. I mean, dude, she looks exactly like the woman we had on the pod.
But if you're the girl who just married Zach, are you like, haha, teehee, funny, what a coincidence? Or you're like, who gives a shit? I'm in it for the bag amount.
Yeah, she's like, what's your Wells Fargo number? I don't care.
How many commas? Yeah, all right. But, like, how did he even find a girl that looked exactly like her? Did he host one of those, like, lookalike contests?
He did the voice, but with women.
True.
Turn around.
We should do a podcast. Yeah, so I saw this one yesterday. I thought it was for a music video. But Samantha Leonard. How did...
Can I say this real quick? He looked like he was struggling a bit.
Also, closes the door like right on her dress.
Look at this.
Isn't that funny? Because if they post photos of it, it's like, oh my God, I want a romantic old school wedding like this. And he watches the video and he's like, fuck, babe, get out of my hands.
Yeah, he's about to
look, fall. He's struggling. Dude, look,
he's running.
His head is like,
I think she's tall. I don't know. Can you look up the stats? But also that dress, there's nowhere easy to care. There's no like loops on there.
No, I'm saying he looks like he's struggling like weight-wise. Not that she's small.
Oh, yeah, but everything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, he's worth like $70 million. You can't pay somebody to carry her.
Yeah.
But, like, you take photos of this, you're like, oh my God, a romantic... It's a romantic wedding. And then meanwhile, you watch the video, you're like, this is struggling.
It's so funny. He's going to reach the end of that, stop, and he's going to get into the actual car. They're going to the thing. What, he's going to drive a 1938 Jaguar to
Bermuda? Yeah.
Shut up. Everything's just for show.
People still do the cans after?
Yeah.
In the car?
I mean, they did.
And good for them. They look happy. But the elephant is in the room and nobody's looking at him. The elephant's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Here's the thing, though. Let me ask you, Trev. Do you think you have a type?
Yes. Are you what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You act like we haven't been doing this podcast for 7 years. My type is dudes, brother. but I will say that I've also dated outside the type in like that.
Okay.
You know, it's not like set in stone.
Yeah. But it's like if you line up every single one of the, like, they're all in and around, they would all audition for the same role.
Ooh,
said this before. They would all audition for the same thing.
And what would that role be? You don't have to go down that
beautiful, road. Beautiful, I don't know.
Beautiful women. The girl next door who's making muffins with
Correct.
A little bit of powder on her face.
Yes, with motivation
and
beauty.
With her glasses falling down. She goes, sorry.
Yeah, what is that about? What is with the glasses falling and going like this? That's like...
Do people still ask for cups of sugar next door?
They shouldn't, but I think they do. I recently did it.
Bro, two things. Three
Go
things. Go for it. What are you talking about?
Same.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
That's a little weird.
If you're the new girl...
That's a little weird.
Are you not like... like, what does that feel like? And I need a woman's perspective. Honey, get in here. Is it, how weird is it to know that your man is a type, or is he trying to fill a void? Someone answer.
I think it's a little of both, honestly. I think it's a little of both. I think you have a type, and then I think like that the next person in a weird way reminds you of the last person if you still have feelings for that person. And then you like, go ahead.
He needs a palate cleanser. He needs to date somebody completely different and then go back to this type.
Yeah, he needs to date like Coco Jones. And
who's
then,
that?
She's a singer.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought I subscribed to her. But you need to, like when you go wine tasting.
Yes.
You have your Sauvignon Blanc. And then they're like.
Yeah. Then I need Mr. Pibb.
Yes.
Yeah.
He needed to go completely 180.
Yes.
Maybe like a Puerto Rican or something spicy.
Yeah.
And then if he goes back, then that's truly.
Yeah.
Start.
He but needs like, to go I mean, Venus Williams. And then back
but
to
listen.
Whoever.
If I was here 3 years ago, got concussed and just woke up and saw this photo right here, I'd be like, "Oh, did she like style her hair differently? That's the same. That is the same woman."
This looks like to me. This looks like
the same woman.
It does. But what I'm saying is, this looks like these two people, and then they got cast, and she's the actress that is playing her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what it looks
and
like.
And Zach Bryan is playing Zach Bryan.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
We were speaking about getting cups of sugar from the neighbors.
Okay.
Two things. One of them, not very interesting, very wholesome. The second one, funny. Very, very Trevor moment. Terrible rains over the...
Awful.
So, like, I have these trees on the side of my place, and they literally
Flex.
Fell...
God. I'm just joking. Sorry.
They're little bitch trees.
No,
but they,
I'm just joking.
But they fell into the street.
Oh, fuck.
And I don't give a fuck about anything in life unless it's comedy or I guess that.
Yeah.
So my neighbor texts me, hey, your tree's in the middle of the street.
Cool, move them. I don't know. You
okay.
Do it.
Yeah. And then so I go, hey, I'm not home right now. Can you send me a photo? And he sends me, and it's like hanging, like you can still drive through it easy.
Oh.
Like it was like hanging. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
I thought it was in the street.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
But, and I go, all right, man. I get home and I like push it up against another tree and I'm like, we're good here. Next night, super windy, super rainy. All of a sudden the next day, there's like three trees in the street. I get a ding dong in the doorbell ding like 9 a.m. I get a text, I get a call. Like, what the fuck is happening? I keep sleeping. I don't know what it is. And then I like check my phone. I'm like 2 hours later. And it's one of the neighborhood dads. There's like three dads in this area.
No.
And they're like, hey, your tree file. And I walk outside because I hear thud, thung, thung, thung,
yeah,
thung,
yeah, yeah,
I hear
yeah.
pounding. The three neighborhood dads that are all adjacent to me are all putting up my trees with the wood poles and tying it up with rope.
No,
for
that's
me.
So nice.
They're so nice. And then dude, later, one of the dad's kids brought me cookies.
What?
It's the most wholesome thing ever. But they were
dude,
like,
this
yeah,
is
like
so sweet.
They're like, we didn't hear from you, and we just assumed that maybe you had shows the night before and it was late. So we just would we put these up for you. And they put the wood poles out and they tied it with rope. And like they just did it for me. Like I was
holy shit.
I like walked out there and I was so it was like 11:30. I was like just tired. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, yeah, we're just putting your trees up for you. It was in the road. And you know, we just thought we'd help. On Christmas Day, they're doing this.
Dude, you got to get into something.
God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Shopify. Channel the fresh start energy of the new year and finally launch your business with Shopify. 2026 is the year you rewrite your story, your freaking own your future, all right? And make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Start your business with Shopify in 2026 and become who you're meant to be. B. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. Millions of entrepreneurs have already made this leap, including us, okay? We use Shopify every single merch drop. We love it.
They also give you all the tools to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize and match your brand. Setup is fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools that write product descriptions and headlines that help you edit on product photos. Marketing is built in. Create an email and social campaigns that reach customers wherever they scroll. As you grow, Shopify grows with you. Handle more orders, expand to new markets, and do it all from the same dashboard.
So ladies and gents, in 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Cha-ching! Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at Shopify.com/socks. Go to Shopify.com/socks. That is Shopify.com/socks. Hear your first cha-ching this new year with Shopify by your side.
Goddamn.
You gotta get him like a gift card to somewhere or something, yeah. Like to Top Golf or some shit.
I should.
Yeah, dude, that's so nice.
It was the nicest thing I've ever. And then I was like,
that's a true neighborhood.
True.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do you guys need help? I'm like, no, we got it. And then I felt bad going inside. So
well, they looked at you and they're like, no, we got it.
Yeah. I was wearing fucking Ugg boots.
And they were your girlfriends.
But I walk out there because I'm like, who's making this goddamn noise? And it's these kind gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thank you guys. But they didn't need my help. But I would have felt bad going inside. So I just stood there. I was like,
that.
Yeah.
I feel that. That's a weird situation. Like, cool. Thank you. And then shut the door.
It's like when you get a TaskRabbit, dude. I'm literally posting a sketch about it on Saturday. It's like how it feels to be a man and order a TaskRabbit.
Yeah.
They just come in. They look at you and go, you're a pussy. I'm a real man.
Watch me.
I'm on a Zoom call.
Watch me do something you should be able to do if you had a better dad.
And quicker.
Yeah.
And guess what? I also speak Russian. Vladuduta.
Yeah. Bring out your girlfriend.
Yeah. I had a funny.
For what?
She's getting. She's getting Russian dolled with my cock. This was funny last night. I something sparked it in me. I was like, I want to go for a nighttime walk or run.
I saw this on your story, but keep going. I don't have any details.
And so I worked out on like the Peloton and did some weights then in my place. And I was like, let me go for a run. And I didn't know what to bring. And it's nighttime and it's like, it's kind of a quiet area, so it's not a lot of like night lights.
Okay.
So it was dark as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know what to bring with me, so I bring a pocket knife.
Hey man, bring a flashlight.
I didn't. I'm like walking out of my house. I don't have a. I go, oh, it's dark. I use my iPhone flashlight. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm just walking, holding a flashlight. No dog. It's very bizarre to walk at night without an animal, because then you look suspicious.
Were you walking or running?
little bit of both. I'm not that in shape.
Okay.
I went for like a walk to like clear my mind, get some thoughts going.
Got it.
And then I would run when it was downhill. Okay. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
In the easy parts.
I love that.
But I hear a bunny rabbit dart out, because I didn't do headphones, because I was like, let me be attentive. Let me be locked in. I hear a bunny and I get freaked out. I start holding the knife.
Hold on. Like out? Like it's, opened
it's,
and out?
It's not out, but it's in my hand.
So you just have like the unopened pocket knife in your hand.
Unopened pocket knife in my left hand, iPhone flashlight on the ground.
Okay.
I looked insane.
Insane.
And then, like I said, with the easy parts, I would start running, but I didn't put the knife away. So I still have a knife in my hand.
I mean, for sure you just murdered your wife. Like, just murdered her.
But that's what I realized. And then I get so in my head, I was like, dude, I can't be running with a knife. And then I opened the Citizen app to make sure I'm not in a sketchy area. But now if a neighbor's looking out, they're looking at my phone being like, why is he on the Citizen app? He's probably trying to see if we reported him or not.
That's what, yeah.
But I literally felt like a Call of Duty character. Like a knife in my left hand, iPhone flashlight. It was terrifying. I went to clear my mind the whole time. I was like, I'm going to get caught. I'm going to get kidnapped. What if somebody's out here?
It is a very, very, it's a very like alien just got to Earth thing to do. Of like, oh, let me pretend I'm a human being.
I was coming up with stories in my head in case somebody asked me where I was coming from. I live right down the street on blah, blah, blah. Well, it's New Year's resolutions. I want to get some extra steps in after I did the Peloton. I just wanted to see what the nighttime looked like to spark inspiration.
How far did you get away from your house?
Mile.
I mean, that's pretty deep. So it's a mile back.
Mm.
And then you ran downhill, like, so that's uphill.
It's like a 30-minute, like, if you walk, it's around 30 minutes. So it's like... I don't know. I feel like people walk a mile. And like, I mean, I don't know how long it is, but.
I mean, that's.
I mean, I was far, but like, I mean, there's some of these turns and it's just pitch black. And
I've been
like,
in your neighborhood. It's like, I can't believe you went outside.
Why would I
do
this? It
is pitch black and it's pretty hilly.
Yes. But I did that to be like, there's a spot I like that has a really cool view of the city. And I was like, dude, I'm going to go up there and fucking.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
New year. Fucking let me reflect.
Yeah.
Terrified the entire time. The entire time a car would drive by. I'm like, they think I'm a serial killer. They think I'm going to rob them.
That's so funny that you, when a car was driving by, you were thinking of what they thought about you versus you thinking they're going to kidnap you.
No, I thought that they were looking at me. Yeah.
Well, did you get any reflecting done?
No.
Really?
The only reflection I have is that I'm never doing that again. I would do it on a bike, but like literally walking, I'm turning. You ever try to act normal?
Yes.
When you realize acting normal is the opposite of normal?
Yeah. It happens like when I'm high.
Yeah,
I go, like, cool. How do I breathe?
Yes. Yeah. And I would like turn around and then I'd be like, what if somebody was watching? They're like, oh, he's turning around. But he's trying to see if somebody's around him.
I was
breathing weird because I didn't have headphones in. I realized how hard I was breathing.
Dude, when you leave the house with no headphones, I don't even, that's how far we've like fucking descended as a human culture. That if I don't have headphones on when I'm walking, even like walking my dog, I don't know how to be. I don't know how to just be still.
But this like loop that I like walked/ran, mainly walked, I do it all the time. So, and I'll do it without headphones if it's like still light up because it is just nice to clear. It's a great like track that I've done a bunch of times so I can just like let my mind kind of roam.
Yeah.
And I think music will hijack that a little bit sometimes.
It definitely does, yeah.
So I was like, but usually it's like, there's some ambient noise. It was dead silent. Dead silent, pitch black. I have an iPhone light and a fucking dull pocket knife from, I think, Chinatown. And I'm just like, I put it on my story. I was like, what would I do if somebody came up to me? No.
I mean, they would kick it out of your hand so fast. You're already tired.
Have this.
Yeah, here you go. Here's my phone, too.
It was just funny I wish it was more peaceful, but the entire time I was so paranoid.
But that, I mean, isn't that just like life? You go out there wanting peace and all of a sudden you create more shit.
True.
My dad lives in Boca, and when he walks, he carries pepper spray. You live in Boca.
They're already suntan dead. Ocean. Yeah.
Like, who's robbing you?
I will say, if I was going to rob somebody, I would go to Boca Raton.
Oh, fuck, I guess that is true.
Easier people
they're
to rob.
Yeah, they're all like rich. Wounded elk.
Yeah.
They already have the fucking MCL.
I just felt like so weird walking at night because like people's windows were open, somebody watching TV. So now I'm looking to see what they're watching out of curiosity. It's like when you're on a flight, I got to see a movie you're watching.
Yeah.
But they're like, if you look out, they're like, why is he looking in our windows? I felt so weird that I felt like I had to only look at the ground.
Well, also,
but then when you look at the ground, you look like you just fucking slashed a fucking horse's head off.
Also, too, your neighborhood probably doesn't have anyone walking.
Fuck no.
So it's extra weird to see even anyone on the street.
In the day, you'll see it. Or, okay. Or sometimes you'll see it at night, but they have a flashlight and a dog.
Oh, right. Because then there's justification. I'm walking my dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, walking with a dog, normal. Walking with a man who's alone with his thoughts, hide.
You got to walk Pluto.
Even worse.
Yeah. If you're walking a cat at 9 p.m., you just did something horrendous.
Yeah. It's just, I've never felt so awkward in my entire life. Just like existing in a pitch black void with a pocket knife and an iPhone camera flashlight.
The pocket knife makes it so, and it wasn't, I saw it in your story, it's not even, it's like a medium size, it's not even like a big pocket knife.
Size of my thumb.
I mean, you couldn't even open a letter with it.
I've used it to open cans and
open cans.
This is what being an adult is for me. It's like, I live at a place that I love and I've worked really hard to get to, but also, I don't have a can opener. My mom, this year, for one of my gifts, was like, here's a can opener, you don't have one.
To not have a can opener is crazy. You know what I just got in my house that I'm so stoked about, and it sounds crazy, is a lemon squeezer, lemon fucking whatever the fuck it's called.
Welcome to the party.
It's changed my life. I'll be out here just squeezing lemons. Now I'm
and it catches the seeds.
Oh!
But yeah, there's so many things in my adult life that I have, but I don't have also. Two of my gifts this year, pans for my mom and
can opener.
Can opener.
Those are great.
Girlfriend got me a can opener. Mom also got me a can opener separately. That's how bad I didn't have can openers.
Why didn't you just order a can opener?
Dude, if you could sit in my brain for 5 minutes, you would have a lot more than just that of why. You'd be like, why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why don't you do this like that? Everything I do, like, it needs improvement.
But there's other stuff that doesn't need improvement.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right, but like, not, like, I tried to make enchiladas on Christmas Eve.
What did you say to me?
I tried to make enchiladas on Christmas Eve. And I don't realize I don't have these things until it's too late. And then I go like, oh, where's the glass pan? I've seen that glass pan before. Oh, you mean the one that's at your parents' house? I don't have one. I made enchiladas in a steel pot. Steel pot.
That's crazy.
Literally, it was phenomenal, but it looked like a casserole. But steel pot, put it in there. And then what happens? The next day goes on and I forget about it. Instead of going, oh, fuck, I don't have a glass tray,
the glass
order now.
The thing makes sense because, like, you don't use it every day. I guess a can opener you don't fucking use every day either.
I never cook. So when or things that would need that level. So it's like, we make enchiladas. She goes, you don't have a can opener. She jabs it with a fucking rusty ass pocket knife.
Jesus Christ.
And then we move on. But what should happen is, hey, before I open this, let's order you one right now.
Yeah, I'm a big, there's certain tasks that in my brain seem so insane that are going to take so long that once I finally go, Michael, just fucking do it, man. It takes 3 minutes. Like sometimes I'll take my laundry out of the dryer and then put it on like the dining room table. It's where I like fold my laundry. I don't know, I'm a fucking psycho, but I put it there.
See, exactly. If I went into your brain for a second, I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
Correct.
But leave it in the laundry like a real man.
But I put it there to fold it, and I leave it there, and I go, like, make food, whatever, come back, and then I see a pile of clothes, and I'm like, well, that's clearly going to take 3 hours to fold that. I'm not going to do that. And then I leave it on the table for, like, 2 days, and I'm like, Michael, be an adult, fold it. And I fold it. Hey, guys, 5 minutes to fold laundry.
Dishes don't take that long. I let them bitches pile up.
See, the dishes I can't deal with because it, like, seems dirty to me, but, like,
it's not good.
Like, it's also sometimes, like, with the trash, too. It's like, buddy, I have a fucking trash chute 19 steps away from my front door. And they're like, it's crazy. That's going to take 19 years.
The laundry one I get because sometimes you don't have enough coat hangers. You got to clear space, whatever the fuck.
Nightmare.
I'll throw laundry onto my bed and be like, I'll do this in the morning. And then just sleep next to it.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn. Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up, and Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship belt gold plated energy Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow that keep the rocket pumping and the caca dumping. Feel free to trademark that, Blue Chew. It turns up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves into your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion, peak performance, and a single tablet. 15 minutes. You put it in your mouth. Boom. Dissolves. You know what else dissolves? Her, because she just got plowed out so hard.
Yeah, vagina disintegrator. Oh, I'm sorry. You're a Barbie doll now.
Roblox character.
Yep. Hello. Can't smell it. It's gone.
Next time she sends you a U-up text, answer with a picture of Blue Chew.
Dude, full ignition in 15 minutes or less.
Yeah, hey, you know the Olympics are coming to L.A. in 2028? How about tonight, gold medalist?
Boom.
Blue Chew Gold.
Make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we have a special deal. For our listeners, get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SOCKS. That is promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Blue Chew Gold.
Leave that in, please.
Goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I recently, this is just an adult podcast now. I recently fucking decluttered my closet.
What does that mean?
Threw shit away in my closet. I donated, but half of my closet is gone now.
See, I need somebody else to do it through mine.
But that's another thing. I've been yelling about this for 5 months, and I finally was like, Michael, holy shit, man. Just look at stuff, and if you haven't worn it in a year, put it in a trash bag.
I'm so bad about that. I'll be like, and I did that same thing, too, over the break. I got four trash bags of stuff that I'm, like, donating.
Yeah.
But still, I'd, like, call up the teacher, like, but this is, I could wear it. Haven't worn in 4 years.
You know what I do? You know what I did, though? Mm. I have a problem. I had that, too, but I have a more, like, sentimental issue.
Ah.
Where I'm like, no,
this I got head in this shirt.
Yeah, this is the first time I got fingered. Like, oh, no, but it's like I had like, a, you know, you, like Comedy Works in Denver gives you, it's like, oh, this is the first time I fucking whatever. So what we did, so my girlfriend helped me. What did we do? We go, okay, if it's sentimental, you don't want to throw away, that's totally fine. But we'll have a separate sentimental pile. And then I had these like weird drawers. It doesn't matter where the drawers are. But like, she's like, we can just put them in the drawers. So you don't have to throw them away, but they're out of your closet. I go, great.
You're
going to
donate
idea.
Them eventually in 10 years.
I know. But I don't feel, but it's like, you know, shirts that you like your mom got you that you don't want to wear, but I can't throw them away. It's like that type of stuff. So, but it was nice. Cause I'm like, okay, I don't have to like make these energy decisions of like, if I throw this away, then I'm gonna have bad luck for whatever. And then you have stuff you're like, I clearly have not worn this. This is an alligator jacket. Put this in the trash,
yeah.
You know? But dude, I go in my closet now, baby, I got room.
But see, I did that, and it felt like a Chinese chicken salad from the Cheesecake Factory, where you're eating it for 10 minutes, and there's still no dent.
Oh.
Three trash bags, and I'm still like cluttering shit around. So I needed somebody to go in there and literally just throw shit away. Not throw, donate. If, like, I need my girlfriend to do it, it'd be like, I've never seen you wear this shirt, goodbye.
Yeah.
That way,
yep.
I just don't know what's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I just-
Until the day I'm like, oh, I can't wait to wear my lucky t-shirt I wore from the last thing my grandpa gave me, donated.
Goodbye. I mean,
I just need to do another pass. I need somebody there because if I do it myself, I'm like, I kind of like going. That looks good. But I need somebody there with me to be like, when was the last time I actually wore this?
Well, that's
3 years ago. No.
Yeah, my girlfriend did it with me. It was great. Who's that? Who's that lady? That lady was like, if it doesn't bring
Netflix.
You what? Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't bring you happiness and six, just bring it to the Marigold Farm. What? Who
if
is
it? Bring you happiness. Get rid of it.
Something, some shit like that. And whoever, I want to say Marigold, whatever. It doesn't matter. But that woman, that's who you need to hire. Was my whole point.
Condo.
Yes. Marie Kondo. Marie condominium. Some shit.
Dude, imagine giving her a gift for Christmas.
Jesus. Does this bring you happiness? No. Throw it out the window.
Here, it's for you. She goes, great. Done.
This Light is a tuna fire. Can. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of my girlfriend's leaving in 4 months.
What do you
my girlfriend's gonna be she's gonna
wait,
be
when does it start?
End of January.
Oh, coming up.
Oh, it's coming up. And speaking of not coming, me.
4 months.
4 months.
I think are you on the road a lot during that?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
I think one, it'll fly by.
I really do think it'll fly by.
Yeah. I think I mean, it's just gonna be a range of emotions. At first, you'll be like, fuck, I miss her. And then it'll be like, oh, it's gonna, yeah, I'm just chilling. Maybe you're more productive, you're getting stuff done, or, you know, but you might have to not only watch basketball, is what I'm trying to say.
Dude, you know what? First of all, I've already been thinking about this, obviously. But I think, I remember before you had a girlfriend and you were doing like hella spots. And I remember being like, dude, man, you gotta like stop doing some spot. Like you're on the road a lot and you're doing spots. Like you don't have a night off, whatever. And I remember you being like, right, man, but like, I don't have like a girlfriend. So like I go home at night and I'm just like either editing or whatever, but like, I'm alone.
Filling a void, yeah.
Right, filling a void. And I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to watch basketball and do hella spots. Yeah. Because if I do like...
This is your boot camp.
Correct.
This is your comedy boot camp.
Correct.
If she comes back and you don't have a new hour, you're pathetic.
Dude! But it's so funny about the same brain. I was thinking about that. I'm like, why don't I use this time, this like 4-month period, as sort of like a shot clock for myself? Where it's like, she's going for 4 months... I'm going to like just pile on fucking work and just like not overwhelm myself, but just like, you know, just it's a fucking Tuesday. We just finished. Cool. All right. We just finished recording a spot, random spot, whatever. Just like use this 4 months to be like, all right, let me create 30 minutes that I'm like really happy with or something. So there is sadness. There is going to be longing, but there is also something sort of positive because she's doing this. She's using this 4 months for the same thing. She's using this 4 months to get her feature in the right place, right? So it's like, all right, let me use this time sort of the same way she's using it. So it's going to be positive, but holy fuck.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be the first week you might be like, fuck it. I'm eating cereal on the counter. Yeah. You know, it's like mom's out of town. You got a little bit of freedom. So, but as long as you don't
put
let that
Gigi's paw down the fucking, yeah. Now, you talk now.
As long as you don't abuse the freedom power and you just, which I don't think you will because you're a very motivated person, but like there is that, like I hung out with my girlfriend over the break for like 2 weeks straight for me. And I'm a very like, if I don't do stuff at night, I start tweaking.
Panicking.
I gotta edit, I gotta post, I gotta do shows.
Yep.
And I didn't feel that during the break because we were just hanging out. It was so fun. But yesterday was the first day that I was alone. And she's like, have fun relaxing. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Girl, up till 4 a.m. editing.
Yep.
Running through the neighborhood with a knife. Like, that's when you can like lock in the most.
Yep. But I will say, this like last week or week and a half, whatever, I've been hanging out with her, obviously, for the holidays and stuff. And it is like, it was one of the first times in my life that like at night I didn't have like this like, oh fuck, what am I doing? Like,
dude, same.
It was same. It was really nice.
I've always had that. This was like the first year where I was like, hey, do you want to do a spot? I'm like, no.
No.
Taking these 2 weeks off and hanging out. It was chill. It was great.
Dude, watch this fucking, speaking of hanging out, I watched this crazy documentary on Hulu. It was awesome. You have to watch it with a girl. You have to. And I forget the fucking title.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian's crazy. It's about this Mormon family. They, in 2015, they started doing this like family content on YouTube and they went like hyper.
Wait, I think I've seen this.
You have?
What's it called?
I don't know. Forget Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Something on Hulu. Is that one of the family? Yes, Devil in the Family. Did you see it?
No, but I know about it. There's like mom talk. So Salt Lake City got hit hard with like a bunch of moms making TikToks and became
Oh, this
weird.
Is probably, yeah. It's a slow burn, which is annoying. It could have been one episode.
I hate shows like that.
But dude, well, can I tell you or are you doing to watch it?
No, you can tell me.
Okay. So, obviously 3 hours in a nutshell, they go hyper viral on YouTube. They do that like type of family content. They have like 6 kids. This is how you raise your kids, blah, blah, blah. They have all this fun content and COVID hits.
Fuck it. I'm having a kid for content.
Hell yeah. Kid. I'm having 6. Hmm. COVID hits. They like, their channel starts to like go down a bit because she starts posting this stuff about like because she's like really hard on her kids. So there's a moment where like the oldest kid messes up and the family makes him sleep on a futon for like 7 months or not a beanbag for 7 months. Can't go in your room. Your room's you can't do it. And then she slips up and says that in the vlog, and their vlogs are getting like 3 million, 4 million fucking views. Like it was heyday of YouTube. They were making like 250K a month, like murdering it. And And so that slipped out and they didn't edit it out. And so their whole channel like went against them. You're a bad mom. Cause it was like, this is how you parent your kids. And they're like, I'm listening to you. You're doing this crazy shit.
Goddamn.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
So then they sort of, their channel like diminishes. They meet this other woman named like Jody, who's like a psychologist. She enters the family. She's like helping them become like better people, whatever. She, through a sequence of events, she ends up moving into their house because she claims that she is possessed by the devil.
The fuck?
It takes a weird turn. So she moves into the fucking house and she's like possessed and all this stuff is on the family vlog on YouTube. Like she's like, I can't. Like just like literally faking like she's being possessed by the devil. Then Jody essentially splits the family apart, tells the mom that she needs to tell the husband to leave, the kids to leave. So the two older kids leave. So it's just Jody, the mom, and the four younger kids. And through, again, these weird sequence of events, I'm getting chills thinking about this, she has these like crazy stringent things that she does to the kids in to like train them to be better kids. But this stuff is so over the top. Like, do they like chain their kids up? Don't feed them for like days. Give them a little bit of water.
That's Gigi.
Dude, clapped in, huge. Yeah, just chop her teeth out. But it's wild, dude. It's so fucking bad. And that scene, that little scene you just saw, the little kid who was, I think, like 12, escapes the house, walks to the neighbor's house, and rings the doorbell and says, we need help. And that's how the police come, whatever. But like, all the kids were like rope burns, malnourished, like it's awful. And they went to jail for like 25 years for child abuse. It was crazy. You have
I
to see
saw
it.
Something on there.
Yeah. It's why. Yeah.
It no, I didn't see it. I saw like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City or something, maybe.
Yeah.
They're probably next to be on this shit.
Look at this shit. It's, dude, it's so crazy.
That's the mom,
yeah.
Sole ambition was to be seen as the perfect mom. And so she decided to create a YouTube channel and we became eight passengers.
Thumbs up, subscribe.
Our entire schedule revolved around YouTube.
I've never it seen this more- bitch in the algorithm.
What's happening? What do you mean? Hold on, pause real quick.
I hate when like documentaries try to show the internet. I've yelled about this before. They always film like YouTube.com, typing it out on the computer, and then like the numbers are going up to like it's the Dow Jones and subscribe. And she's like, hey guys, thumbs up and like, who is this? I've never seen this bitch in my life.
But this content wouldn't be on your algorithm. This is for like people who like have kids and like parents and shit.
You know what,
I hear what you're saying.
You know when someone's popping, you just see their shit?
Yeah.
Like there's certain people that like I don't know, but you know about them. But I don't know.
But there's also, I mean, there are also like, you know, for example, like some K-pop people that are popping the fuck. I don't know who they
okay,
are.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? They show up in different. But
okay,
this
keep
is
playing?
But this is 2015 when YouTube was like,
oh, you know, in the early money
early,
days.
Early money.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, she bagged out.
Bagged
I still
out.
Had a day job. No wonder I know what the fuck this was.
Show the view of a Mormon happy family, but they only saw what we wanted to show them.
Sit her down on the flipping couch.
Okay,
move it. If I hear one more word, get out.
The devil knocked, and we opened the door.
Welcome to Connections. I'm Jody Hildebrand.
That's her. That's the devil.
Jody was a therapist, and she would prey on the weak. She was excellent at exploiting Mormon anxiety.
If you fall for this shit, it's your fault.
Began to live at our home. It was uncomfortably intimate. Weird things started happening. Ruby said the children were demonically possessed.
When the police did the raid, dude, their house, they had this like basement that was all fucking cement, and there was a safe. You open up the safe, and there's like a bathroom, like a big room, and it's like a bathroom sink, and they would like chain the kids up in the safe for days,
what?
Dog. I mean, dude, she was so fucking brainwashed, and she was like obviously like a horrible person, but like
Jody would, or the mom?
Jody would convince the mom that the kids were demonically possessed, and
this is why I have my fault with this. This is why I push back.
Push.
I'm the mom. All of a sudden, this Jody bitch comes in and is like, "Hey, your kids worship the devil. All right, you're fired." Now they don't.
No, I hear you, but that's what a sane person does. The mom was not. The mom is not a sane person.
What was the lady hired for in the first place?
I don't even remember like how she got into. Oh, yes, I do. So Jody, so the oldest kid, you know, the blonde haired dude that just showed, he was like being like a bad kid or whatever. So they hired Jody to be his like psychologist or therapist. And then so she was doing really well for him.
So crazy mom, bad Jody.
Correct.
And then the dad's just at work trying to make his money, and you get a phone call. Everyone's possessed.
Dude, the dad.
I'm going to Amsterdam.
Dude, the dad, when the mom like told the dad to like leave, and the dad,
like, good.
The dad was like, "Yeah, I left because I wanted another chance to maybe keep my family together," and he didn't have any communication with the family for a year, and me and my girl are screaming at the TV. You fucking put like, but these, dude, if you're the type of person that is easily like convinced about certain stuff. Like, I don't know, man. I getting brainwashed seems so foreign to us, but like so many people get brainwashed that I'm like, I don't know, man. It fucking happens. Like people get into cults all the time. People like, you know, it fucking happens. But I hear you. Like Jody's like, your kids are possessed. I'd be like, cool, get the fuck out of my house. You're an insane person.
Yeah. You're a tutor. But I will say those types of things are so easy to watch.
Oh my God.
You'll binge the fuck out of those.
Locked
I watched
in.
Some YouTube documentary on Scientology just randomly.
Oh yeah.
Same thing. It's like, you're like, dude, it's 59 minutes. Oh, I'm not gonna watch this. And all of a sudden it's like, all right guys, make sure to like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're fascinating. They just any show that makes you question like why would anybody do this?
Uh-huh.
Like
super easy.
Same thing with that show on The Unknown Numbers one that was on Netflix.
Yes. You know what's funny? I never watched it. I feel like I watched it because we talked about it for some time.
Yeah.
But I didn't
But it is one of those things that halfway through the show, if you're still going to watch, cover yours for 3 seconds. Psych, bitch, I'm still going to spoil it. It's the mom. But you find out the mom's doing it and you still keep watching because you're like, you just want to see her get arrested. You want to see her like.
Also, you want to see like why.
True crime has like the best, I think, retention for podcasts, for shows, for who's honking, for like multiple part series, because the end is like, is this person going to jail? Are they arrested?
Yep.
Like so fascinating to watch because you're like, well, they're gonna put her out for life, right? And then in the Unknown Numbers, like she's locked up for 7 months. Excuse me? Guillotine.
Yeah, no, you have the wrong number. Cut her pussy off.
What?
All right. I got a sock talk, guys.
Let's do it.
All right, sock talk from Evan. Would you rather have your 24-year-old daughter date Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Tom Brady. At least there's some
Belichick.
Chance for hap. What?
He's going to, yeah. It's not going to be a long relationship.
But at least there's some chance for it to be sort of normal. If you're, how old? 20 what?
Tom Brady?
24.
A 24-year-old dating Tom Brady, who's like 50, whatever, I understand that's a massive age gap, but there's some way that sort of works. With the Belichick thing, there's zero chance. Like, you're destroyed. Like, it's not ever, you're like, I love him. No, you don't.
Right.
But there's a world where you love Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But I would highly go. I mean, we'll hear that. Dude, if your daughter, who's 24, goes, I fell in love with Tom Brady, are you going to be pissed? Cool.
Where's the Hulu documentary?
Yep. Film it right
You're
now.
You're insane.
I go, bring him in. 9 cameras.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah. Is Alex Earl 24?
I believe so.
Damn.
There is a second part to this question, though, and it's if your ex were to go after one of those, which one would you?
Belichick.
Oh, Belichick.
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 Because there's no love in it.
There's no love in it, and you're going to get destroyed online.
Yeah, if your ex starts dating Tom Brady, that's tough. That's tough for you.
It's over. I will say, though, really good for bits. Great. Really, really good for bits. I think I'm going to change my name. I've changed my name.
Change name, Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think we'll change my answer. Tom Brady. I mean, that's 17 minutes of pure fire.
They're both great for bits.
Yeah, they're both.
Oh, fuck, you're right. What's funnier? Nah, actually, Brady's Belichick might be funnier.
Belichick's definitely funnier.
Yeah. All right, never mind. I go back.
For a 72-year-old man. Insert punchline.
Yep.
Standing ovation.
Good night. Good night, Apollo.
My ex left me for Tom Brady. Oh, that's actually so cool. Do you want us to feel bad for you, Trevor? That's a 7-time Super Bowl winning champion.
Did he win 7 times? No.
It's so funny because when they pull him up on like ESPN or it's like a sports analysis.
It says 7?
Yeah. He's just up there with the other guys and it's like all the people who are either past players or just like analysts.
It's like, bitch, your name is Doug Flutie.
Yeah, under the other guy, a little bit, college football kicker of the year, 1972. And then it cuts to Tom Brady. It's like 7-time Super Bowl champion.
If I'm Tom Brady, anyone who pushes back on any of my takes, shut up, 7. And I just keep talking. That's 8.
That took me a while.
Hold on. 7. He does have 7?
7. Bro, he does not need to be 6
with
working.
The Patriots? That's crazy. No, hold on. I know everyone's right, but I need clarification. Is it really 7?
Who do you play for besides the Patriots?
The Buccaneers. He won his last one with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, 7.
Wow, there was a streak. 5. It doesn't matter.
Dude, he played for like fucking like.
Yeah, he did play for 120 years.
But like, it's so funny that this workaholic brain is that. You've won 7 Super Bowls and you're like, yeah, but I got to keep working.
I think about that a lot, dude. I think about like, you play, you and then you just go into broadcasting.
7. Dude, if I won 1 Super Bowl, I'm cutting everybody at Jamba Juice and that's my day.
Good night.
Ding dong.
I'll go to AMC. Sir, you have to wait in line. Do I ring?
I'm the
Shut
movie.
Up.
Play the highlight. 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And you're still like, oh, fuck, I got to fly to Buffalo to talk about this game.
I mean, I guess you just love the game that much, dude.
Well, you do, and you want to keep working, and it's fun, and there's probably a part of it. He's like, I just want to still be in it. I don't want to say relevant because I'll always be relevant, but there's probably a part where he's like, one, I just love the game, and it's two, it's probably a good paycheck, and you're still working. No matter how successful you are, a lot of these motherfuckers just like to keep working. Because if you don't work, it's like you go stir crazy. Both my parents retired last year, and my dad's not doing anything, and he likes it. But my mom immediately got bored. It was like, what can I do to fill this time?
Yep.
Because you work your entire life, especially in an NFL schedule, and now all of a sudden you're just drinking coffee and on a porch in Fort Myers? Give me a gun.
Yeah, and then you like look at your Google calendar and it just says 0 and you're like, dude, all right, I
gotta get a screenshot of my dad's Google calendar because he's retired, but he puts stuff in his calendar to like make it look busy. And I'll be back home and we're talking about planning something. He's like, well, I can't do the 19th, I'm busy. I'm like, what do you got? He pulls it up, it's like, sleep with the cat, water the garden, change this tire.
Yep. Yeah, my dad is constantly being like, oh, we can't do the call then because I have to work out. It's not a class, man. Just move it. Just move it. It's you are the teacher of the class and the student. You don't work out a 3. Now you work out a 4:10.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares?
It is funny. Since my dad is retired, I'll say it to him too. I'm like, I can't do the 19th. Why? I'm busy. With what? I don't know.
I could never, I could do retirement for like a month and then I would just be like, dude.
Yeah, I would have to do it in increments. That's what I love about stand-up. Like you do it your whole life. You're like 75 being like, sorry.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be doing fucking, when I'm 81, I'm doing cruise ships in fucking Boca.
You're probably doing one next summer. But yeah, I mean, it's probably just that. Like the football schedule is insane. And then you, how many seasons did he play? Do you know?
Let's guess. I really do think it was like 20.
Yeah, like, let's say it's 20.
Oh, I think, dude, it might be more than that because he left college, I think, at 21, and he stopped playing at, like, 47, right? 23.
Dude, 23 God years damn. Of your life.
That's Alex Earl's age.
Oh. I mean, what a ratio. 7 rings in 23 years.
2000,
but,
2023.
Yeah, dude, that and how old is he? It's half his life, and now all of a sudden you just aren't playing? Yeah, I'm going to be an analyst.
Yeah, I think about that for assistant coaches. I really like that for the NBA when, like, you see, like, there's a there's this point guard named Jaren Jack who, like, was, like, a decent point guard. He played for maybe 10 years, whatever. But now he's assistant coach, I think, for the Pelicans. That doesn't matter. But I saw him on, like, on the bench, and I'm like, fuck yeah, man. That's
absolutely.
Because I feel I don't know. I'm just like, I have no idea what that feels like. But to your point, it's like you've been playing your whole entire life. And then what, do you just stop and go get Starbucks?
Yeah,
what the fuck is that?
Well, your brain is probably, oh, it's 48. Holy shit. Yeah, your brain, it's like, let's say your body's not fully there or you're not getting the playtime. Your brain is still there and you have all the experience. Why wouldn't you coach?
Yeah.
Who is fucking Phillip Rivers was a high school coach.
That's crazy, dude.
He was a high school coach and then left, and now I think he's retiring again. But
can you imagine just coaching high school and his motherfuckers just, hey, do you want to be on the Colts? Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'll do that.
But that gave hope to so many like ex like college players, football, like NFL players. Like, fuck it, I'm going back to the league. Like, you didn't get an offer in the first place.
Yeah, it's also, but he's Phillip Rivers.
Right.
You know what I mean? First of all, what a fucking football name.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers is awesome.
Phillip Rivers. That's what they called. Go ahead. Lily Phillips baptized water. I mean, how cool is that? Because he's got like, I think he has like 9 or 10 kids or something. It's like, I don't think, he probably didn't move to Indianapolis because he was probably seeing how long the season or how the season would go. But it is funny to be like, all right, dad's got to go play in the NFL real quick.
I know.
All right, there's dad. Then he's just back at Sunday dinner. What'd you guys do at school this week?
Well, he has CT. He's probably like,
we got secret. A secret sock, guys.
Secret sock.
I've been telling myself today's the reset day about 3 times since the start of the year.
Live your life, man. I don't know. I also don't think January 1st has to be this, like, you can do this in April.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You can just write a new goal list and have like a resolution in fucking August. Yeah. Just okay. Hey,
here's my June resolution.
Here's my fucking summer resolution. But dude, I would listen. I mean,
I still don't know how big of the changes he's trying to do. It was like I only want a game for 6 hours instead of 8. I just don't know what the goals are.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I want to run for Congress, like, okay, maybe take a little bit of time to think on that.
Right. I think it's okay to have that in the forefront of your brain to, like, want to reset. I don't think it's okay to be like, I'll start tomorrow. Because then you're sort of, like, reinforcing the, like, the habit laundry of not anomaly. Starting. What's that?
It's like the laundry anomaly.
Correct.
Just do it. Try it for a day. And if you don't like it, then you can go back. But at least you tried.
I will say, though, it depends on what it is. But the first day, you're not going to like it. And the second day, you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
But it takes like, it says it like, I mean, I think it's like a week, a little less than a week to like create a habit. And it's just like, what's up?
He's like 90 days.
To create a habit? I think it might be 3 days, honestly.
Huh.
I don't know. Whatever it is. But yeah, I think that whole thing is like getting over the hump of like that resistance. And just starting is so much easier said than done. But I think that idea of being like, I'll start tomorrow, again, is just like reinforcing the idea of you being like, ugh, I'm not good enough to even start. Ugh, I'm not good enough
to
even start.
Maybe the longer you sit on it, the worse it gets. Correct. The harder it is to do it.
Correct. It's like bungee jumping, right? It's like if you sit on a cliff for long enough, you're like, I can't. You'll work yourself into this like fear frenzy. Versus just be like, fuck it, and just jump.
We used to do rock jumping in like high school, and I would stand up there for so long. Yeah. In my head, I'd be,
you freak yourself
by the time
out.
You do it, you're just like so panicked, you're not even enjoying it. And then I would just go up there one time and be like, just go up there and just jump.
Yep.
I was like, okay, and then you did it. And it's like all that fear is suddenly gone.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was the high dive shit. Oh my God, dude. I remember I was an idiot kid that'd be like, all the kids be like, I don't want to do it. I'll be like, fuck, I'll do it. Think and I'm climbing up the ladder halfway through. I'm like, what am I doing? No one asked me to do this. I'm just the idiot to be like, oh, fucking do it. You guys are pussies. And then I remember just getting like all the way up there and just being freaked out. But then I remember having that thought about like, so what am I? I'm not going to I'm not gonna go down. I'm not gonna go down the fucking ladder like an idiot. So I just like kind of walked kind of fast and just jumped off. And I didn't have, it was just over. And then you're like, then you're the kid who did it and it's all good. But it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you just got to fucking do it because you'll build up this habit of not doing it and you'll feel worse about yourself.
That is well said.
Very well said.
Is that?
Did we do it?
And?
Is that episode? A pod?
It's a pod.
Cast. Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And sleep with who you want to sleep with. Marry who you want to marry. Even if they look like someone else you've dated.
Exactly. I don't think it matters. And if you're a Mormon and you have six kids and you have someone that lives in your house that is possessed, that's okay too.
Maybe they're right.
Maybe they are right.
And maybe it is possessed. Get some sage.
Yeah. And maybe
sometimes your final destination is your final destination.
Correct.
You thought that this man who played for this team was your lover. Psych, Tom Brady.
Yeah. Open up the fortune cookie and read it. And if you don't like it, turn it around and read the back of it.
Lottery numbers.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Write your own fortune.
Exactly. And if you want to get baptized after sleeping with 19,000 men in 2 months, do it.
Do it. Get a kiddie pool. Well, it's always a kiddie pool.
Exactly. Semen. Guys, Stiff Socks Podcast, we are out. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Tell a friend.
You have anything you want to promote?
Yes, I do. I got a big ass dick. Except if you or my girlfriend tell me she can't feel mine. Bye!
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big.